It is, and it's time to talk some cricket. After 8 o'clock, we'll talk some hoops with Jeremy Lolliger from the NBL. But Ben Lachlan has had a busy couple of weeks in the Caribbean Premier League. It didn't turn out exactly as he would have liked for the Guyana Amazon Warriors, but he joins us on the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Ben.
How are you going?
We're going very well, thank you, mate. We've talked a lot about T20 competitions on this program for the last couple of years, all across the globe. The Caribbean version, where you played with the Amazon Warriors, to losing the final, unfortunately, to the Tridents. How different is it?
It's good fun. They claim to be the biggest party in sport, and they probably live up to that. It's an enjoyable social atmosphere at the game. So, yeah, it's definitely good fun.
So how has that changed your experience of what cricket was in your head to what it is now when you're able to play in these sort of tournaments?
Oh, when I first started, yeah, things have changed a fair bit, I suppose, yeah. So it's awesome to be able to travel around the world and meet all new players and new cultures and see different parts around the world. But, it's definitely a long way from back in the day when my old man was playing, that's for sure.
Very different. And you've had so many experiences and impacts in big games. Can you pinpoint a highlight or what you've enjoyed most across those different experiences?
When we won with Adelaide 22 years ago with the Strikers, that was pretty awesome, being your home comp and all that. But the IPL stuff's pretty amazing. Getting to play with some big names over there and some really big games is cool. But definitely the ones at home where you're really invested in and put a lot of work in, they're quite memorable.
So the Amazon Warriors, you went on this amazing streak that unfortunately fell down in the final. How gutted were you at the end of that? Because it was a great run.
Yeah, pretty disappointing. It was a pretty somber changer, to be honest. But, that's the joys of T20, isn't it? Like, finals are normally 50-50 contests, I suppose, and we probably played our worst game in the final. We weren't horrible. We just didn't nail like we had done all the other games. So, yeah, it's probably going to hurt for a couple of weeks, but when you look back and getting 11 from 11 and then losing the finals, a pretty good effort still.
And the level of the Caribbean Premier League, we have Haisto part of our show in here, and he was quite surprised at how good the standard was this year. What's your view on it all?
Yeah, the talent is ridiculous. And in my team especially, we probably had five guys under 22 who are going to play for the West Indies very soon or in the next series. So, the talent's just top shelf. So they lack a little bit in game sense and maturity, which Sherwood Malik, our captain, was really, really hard on in trying to upskill them really fast. But the actual talent is ridiculous. And I think it's all... My theory is that this is the first generation that have grown up watching Gale and Pollard just play T20 cricket, and they're just starting to see the fruits of all that come through. So I have no doubt they are going to be a massive powerhouse in the next 5 years.
And for you, I'm guessing a bit of a different experience living over in the Caribbean for that period of time. What's life like over there?
It's you don't really want to be too negative on it, but it's a lot different to what you get at home. I'm married with two kids now, so home life's very enjoyable and quite hectic, but... when you're away and in a hotel room a lot of the time, it can get you down a bit. But the group that we had was such an energetic young bunch. It sort of made it really enjoyable. So, as you grow up, things change a bit in your life. But, it's all different experiences.
And so what's the little window now? What's before the big bash for you?
Nothing at this stage. There's a draft in a couple of days, maybe tomorrow, for the T10 League in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, yes.
So we'll see T10. If that pops up.
T10, what's the next? Is that one. T5 going to work eventually?
Well, that's the dream, isn't it? I play to 160, if that doesn't pop up, I'll have 6 or 7 weeks now to refresh and train again and get ready for Big Bash.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing in the Big Bash colours as well. Well, bad luck on the grand final, but well done on your performance in the Caribbean Premier League. We look forward to seeing you through the Australian summer.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Good stuff, Ben Lachlan, there after his experience in the Caribbean Premier League, which is making headlines across the world.
Yeah, it is. And still one of the best, I think, T20 players, certainly in Australia, and if not the world, his skill set.
T10 in Dubai. Abu Dhabi. T10. Goodness gracious,
that'd be
mate.
Interesting.
Goodness gracious me. That's what's happening in the world of cricket. We'll find out what's happening in the world of basketball after 8 o'clock, because Jeremy Lolliger from the NBL is going to be joining us in studio.